Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of Peutz-Jeghers syndrome found under the gastrointestinal section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 20-year-old woman presents with fatigue and pallor. On routine blood tests, she is found to have iron deficiency anemia. On physical exam, she has multiple freckles around her lips and some inside her mucosa. Her primary care physician is concerned that the freckles may not actually be freckles, but a lesion of something else. She is referred to a GI doctor who schedules her for an endoscopy. Let's continue with an introduction to Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. This is an inherited syndrome with multiple non-malignant hamartomatous polyps in the GI tract, as well as mucocutaneous hyperpigmentation. Genetically, this demonstrates an autosomal dominant inheritance pattern, and there is a mutation in STK11, a tumor suppressor gene. Conditions that are associated include that there is an increased risk for multiple malignancies. This includes colon cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, and gynecologic cancer. Moving on to the presentation, patients may have hyperpigmented mucocutaneous macules. These may be blue-gray or brown spots, and the most common spots are on the lips, buccal mucosa, the soles, and the palms. There may be hamartomatous polyps, most commonly in the small bowel. These may be sessile, pedunculated, or lobulated. Patients may present with bowel obstruction due to intussusception, and there may be abdominal pain due to infarction or chronic bleeding. In terms of further imaging, endoscopy with biopsy may be performed with an upper GI endoscopy with a video capsule endoscopy or a colonoscopy beginning at 8 years of age. If a polyp is detected, repeat screening should occur every 3 years. If there are no polyps, repeat screening at 18 years of age or sooner if symptoms arise. Histology may demonstrate hamartomas and proliferation of the smooth muscle into the lamina propria. In terms of further studies, complete blood count may demonstrate iron deficiency anemia due to blood loss. Predictive genetic testing can be offered to at-risk individuals in whom a diagnosis is not already clinically apparent by age 8, provided a pathogenic STK11 mutation has been identified in an affected family member. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about familial adenomatous polyposis, juvenile polyposis, and Cowden syndrome. In terms of the diagnostic criteria, one may use any of the following: two or more histologically confirmed Peutz-Jeghers polyps, a family history and any number of Peutz-Jeghers polyps, a family history and mucocutaneous pigments, and any number of Peutz-Jeghers polyps and mucocutaneous pigments. In terms of treatment, there is routine evaluation with cancer screening every 1 to 2 years. Another option is endoscopic resection if there are polyps. If this is extensive, then one should consider surgical resection. Complications related to Peutz-Jeghers syndrome include malignant transformation of macules, but this is rare. There is increased risk of extraintestinal cancers, which may include breast, gonadal, and pancreatic cancer. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that there is a high risk of malignant transformation of polyps, but there is a good prognosis with routine screening. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to Peutz-Jeghers syndrome, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 43-year-old man is brought to the clinic by his wife with complaints of looking yellow. His wife started noticing his yellow eyes about 3 weeks prior. The patient's past medical history is unremarkable. Family history is significant for colorectal cancer in his father, diagnosed at the age of 52. He denies any fever, chills, or abdominal pain, but endorses weight loss, generalized headaches, and some light-colored stool for the past few weeks. Physical exam is remarkable for some darkening on his gums. What additional finding would you expect in this patient? And the answer choices are: choice 1, congenital hypertrophy of retinal pigment epithelium. Choice 2, hamartomatous polyps in the colon. Choice 3, hypertrophy of the parathyroid glands. Choice 4, medulloblastoma. Or choice 5, ureteral cancer. The best answer to this question is choice 2, hamartomatous polyps in the colon. this patient's hyperpigmented spots on his gums and painless jaundice, suggestive of pancreatic cancer or metastatic colon cancer, point to Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. Patients with this syndrome would present with numerous hamartomatous polyps throughout the gastrointestinal tract. Peutz-Jeghers syndrome is an autosomal dominant syndrome characterized by benign hamartomatous polyps in the GI tract and hyperpigmented macules on the lips and oral mucosa. These hyperpigmented lesions may also occur on the hands and genitalia. The disease is due to a mutation of the STK11 gene on chromosome 19, which is a possible tumor suppressor gene. Therefore, patients with this condition have an increased risk of breast and GI cancers, including colorectal, stomach, small bowel, and pancreatic cancers. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Congenital hypertrophy of retinal pigment epithelium can be seen in Gardner syndrome, which presents with thousands of pancolonic polyps, osseous and soft tissue tumors, and impacted teeth. Choice 3. Hypertrophy of the parathyroid glands can be seen in multiple endocrine neoplasia type 1, which is characterized by pituitary tumors, pancreatic endocrine tumors, and parathyroid adenomas. Of note, patients do not present with pancreatic cancer, but rather endocrine tumors such as gastrinomas, VIPomas, or insulinomas. Choice 4. Medulloblastoma and other central nervous system tumors can be seen in Turcotte syndrome. In addition, patients will also present with pancolonic polyps. Choice 5. Ureteral cancer can be seen in patients with Lynch syndrome, which will present with proximal colon, endometrial, ureteral, ovarian, and skin cancers. It does not present with hyperpigmented macules. Finally, a bullet summary. Peutz-Jeghers syndrome is characterized by hyperpigmented macules of the lips, mouth, hands, or genitalia, and hamartomatous polyps of the gastrointestinal tract. That's all for this review about Peutz-Jeghers syndrome. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.